Blackstone Audio presents Stonecliff by Robert Nathan. This book is read by Stephen R. Thorne. Author's note. There is, actually, a Los Olivos, but not where I have placed it. And if there is somewhere an Edward Granville, and if he has a wife, he is unknown to me by that name. But to the lover, beauty is his love, his heart's dear mistress ever at his side. She is the blue bright wind of heaven above, the light of evening on the valleys wide. She is the sea, she is the swifter tide of narrower waters and the forest green. In all his courses, beauty is his guide. She goes before him, she is heard and seen, and has a body. Let the lover tell whose voice he hears in music's sweetest part. He knows the face of beauty, knows it well. She is his friend, the treasure of his heart, which on the earth like benediction pours, a light he loves, a spirit he adores. For insofar as matter is controlled by spirit, so can spirit draw forth from itself certain living forms, which being immaterial, do then become familiar, passing among us like creatures, by which magic we are caused to remember the serpent sleeping by the pool, and among the flowering bushes, a dreaming of nymphs. Bernard de Treves. Chapter 1. I have been sitting here at my desk with the last page of my book in front of me. My book, still untitled, The Biography of the Novelist Edward Granville. It is all done, complete, with names and dates and places, facts gathered from many sources.